Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are Reclaiming the Republic. We're in marketing and, you know, actually, I should probably look at and let you know. So we should be looking at a few state enabling acts. And these are important because this really lays out how a state is supposed to be set up. And then we'll get into the Missouri State Enabling Act and the Missouri Compromise. We'll also get into the Monroe Doctrine and Manifest Destiny, some concepts that you probably heard of that probably didn't learn much about. We will get into the 12th Amendment. And in so doing, this will be the deep dive. We've already gone into deep dives already, but this will really kind of address the history of the Electoral College and why we're so far out of bounds from the constitutional process and nobody even knows it because we've all been duped. You know, everybody trusts their party. You can't go against the party. The party knows what they're doing. They've been doing this for over 100 years. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get into that. We should get into the vetoes of the Department of Transportation, Madison's letter to John G. Jackson, and a lot more, but we'll probably run out of time. But we also want to, and I want to find time to kind of go through the ratification debates again, because they're really, really important. It takes 2 months to get through those. So what we'll probably do is we will probably, you know, air those after the beginning of the year, because we're already in October and there's plenty of content and other specific shows that are coming up, such as Thanksgiving. Every year for Thanksgiving and the day before, we read the proclamation of our first constitutional Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving that the government called for, just so you understand, this is what Washington and unanimously Congress called upon Washington to make a proclamation. And so that proclamation was sent out. There was no enforcement, but this is the government set one day aside to actually offer thanks and giving of service. And so we want to impress upon you to understand what our tradition was actually set as. In other words, the very first, you know, I mean, people kind of commemorate the pilgrims, but that's a regional Thanksgiving. There was a Thanksgiving in Virginia as well, actually, and it was before, it predates the pilgrims. The point is, those are regional Thanksgivings. When the nation established its first Thanksgiving, that became the tradition. But you know what? The progressives, the communists, and the godless people out there don't want you to understand and recognize that first Thanksgiving, and they do not want you to actually make it a tradition. This is what we need to do, folks. I know as much as everybody loves to have family around and gorge. I mean, isn't that one of the deadly sins? Anyway, what we need to do is, it's not gorge, but it's something similar to that. But what we need to do is we need to start focusing on what we really should be doing as a nation. And if you want to at least still have a big feast, you should offer services and you should actually, you know, it's okay to have your family and have your family involved in the service. But don't make it about football and turkey. It's not about football, turkey, the pilgrims, or even Virginia. It is about our Constitution. Read the proclamation so you be ready. Be ready for it to come. And if you've got problems or questions about it, send me a comment, 425-270-5416, right? I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, we make it so easy for you to get a hold of me that it's ridiculous. So anyway, The other things we want to get into are the obligatories before we get into the marketing. And I need to do a go back, but let me do the obligatories before I do some go back and talk about what I should be doing. And so, as you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And you know, this is the only academic show that goes through the facts, the academic facts of, you know, where we came from, how we got here, and where we have to go. We actually provide the academic-based solutions on what we literally have to do to actually turn this around and save our Constitution, save our liberties, and save our republic. If you're interested in those three things, then you need to get active. What's it take? I mean, seriously, how bad does it really have to get? I mean, people, the memes are so accurate when people say, you know, if they're not awake now, then they're not going to awake until it is, you know, done and gone, where all of a sudden they have nothing. They have no liberty. Their property is basically been seized and everything becomes a part of the state. Well, when that happens, then they'll wake up and say, hey, how come you didn't tell me? Don't say you weren't warned. As a matter of fact, if you want a good stoning, come right out and talk to all of us that have been trying to get you involved, and you'll probably get a good wake-up call at that point in time as the rocks and things descend upon you. Anyway, we're not actually advocating stoning here, by the way. As you understand, there's a free Constitution class offered by Keith Broders, and he used to do the Constitution Club. He used to advertise for that. He has constitutioneducation.us. Constitutioneducation, one word, .us. Check them out. Timber Nation, get your orders in if you want to actually capture a custom, because I'm telling you, they can only do so much. This is a small family business. And so what you get, and especially if you customize it, there's a good likelihood that it'll be a one of a kind. Because they don't mass manufacture anything, even the things that they do similar, they are still somewhat different because the woods would be different and so forth. But check them out, timbernation.com. Radio dust covers for protecting your investments in electronics and so forth, radiodustcovers.com. Red Pill Expo, are you going? Go to redpillexpo.org and you can get involved in really the ground movement of getting your state, your counties, and getting everything awake and moving forward. So we've got a plan and we've got we'll call it a movement, a schema. If you really want, because there's no such thing as just add water. I'm sorry. There is no just add water and we'll fix the government. You know, you just put this thing down in the middle of the room, just add water and it fixes everything. There's no such thing. It's going to require your work. It's going to require vigilance. It's going to require, you know, focus and determination and commitment. You have to actually get out there and you have to start holding public servants accountable. You're going to have to go through 2022 and making sure that every time these rhinos stand in front of the people, that you are in the audience or you're on the stage calling them out and identifying very specifically how they have turned their backs on the people while our liberties are being ripped away from us. Because this is how we do it. This is the only way you think there have been contentious races, you know, in the history of America, just Jefferson and Adams presidential campaign was very, very contentious. We need to take that same fervor and even to kick it up a notch down at the county level. Then we can start kicking that up even a few more notches at the state level. But we've got to take back our counties first. You got to make sure that man that puts that badge on as your sheriff is actually going to support the Constitution. You know what? It doesn't take a genius to say, you know, if we've got a good constitutional sheriff and we've got a board of education, you know, we've got the what do you call those, the supervisors having a meeting, they're going to be, you know, addressing the public, then what you do is you call the sheriff there to make sure if there are federal agencies that are there, they're put in check, that they will touch nobody, that your rights, your constitutional rights are being protected, just like they constrain the law enforcement in the streets of Portland and in the streets across America as thugs and Bolshevik revolutions violated the law. They didn't have any constitutional rights, but the federal government actually constrained you. And that wasn't Trump. Trump didn't like it. Trump wanted to get engaged, but it's the deep state that's a part of all of these enforcement bureaucracies that are out there that say, this is what you're going to do. And they were colluding with the state and or city mayors, state governors, and so forth. This is why Oregon and Washington State got away with murder. And we've got to stop this. And it's the same thing with these mandates. We can actually fight each issue one at a time if that's your traditional way of doing it. And I'm going to tell you, we will lose the war. What we have to do, because we have access to the heart of the enemy, we have access to them, and that is the Constitution, because the Constitution is the heart of the enemy. And by using the Constitution, we will be able to defeat and put them aside. Anyway, we will be back. We've got a few more obligatories. We'll get into the marketing. But I need to set the record straight on some comments that I made in Monday and probably yesterday regarding the Constitution Party. So anyway, we'll be back on that in just 2 minutes after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me kind of wrap up here. As you know, we have our comment line that I just told you, 425-270-5416. I always call out, hey, Harry, you listening? And as a matter of fact, I haven't caught up from Harry or caught up with him since after the election. He tries to stay away from me because he talks a good game, you know, about how he feels, and he comes up with his talking points that are absolutely regurgitations. And I mean that. They're regurgitations of the progressive talking points. But and he tries to use these, I'm strong on national defense and security. Are you kidding me? Anyway, voting for a communist is voting for putting an enemy to destroy America and destroy. That's why I said in my last episode that we want to make sure that that's our new puppy, our bulldog puppy, if you hear her barking. We have, in our last episode, identified that the states need to force the federal government into changing its technology, because if not, they're sending Ukiah to war to die. And if you understand the biblical story of King David and Ukiah, when he got Ukiah's wife, Bathsheba, I think that was her name, I'm bad with names, but I think it's Ukiah, but he was in his... I'll just say the army, and they were engaged in a war and got this guy's wife pregnant, sent him with a letter to the general fighting the war to say, put this guy in the front and don't support him. You know, have him, you know, lead into a charge, basically put this guy into a situation that he dies, that he will be killed. And these are the types of circumstances that you see today in what we're doing in allowing all of this technology to go to our enemy. Because the Clintons didn't care. The Clintons don't care about United States or U.S. soldiers, Marines, and so forth dying. They don't care. They really don't. They believe that there are way too many people, there are billions of people that have to die. Go read the Georgia Guidestones. That is a fundamental. They will never tell you that we have to get down to a half a billion people. They won't say that, but the Guidestones do. And everything that they do, you know, like this whole climate change crap and this, you know, creating this new religion of the earth and climate, that's all on the Georgia Guidestones. If you look at what the doctrine is espoused on those Georgia Guidestones, you'll understand exactly where they stand, which is why they don't care if all enemies have... That means that they can kill each other better. We can get better death and carnage out of this so that we can get to our end goal of having a half a million people running the earth. That is the goal. Satan does, his objective is to kill two-thirds, or at least the Bible says that he will get away with killing about two-thirds of us. Two-thirds. Do you fathom that? That's billions of, we got maybe 9 to 10 billion people on the earth, because I don't trust the numbers. But if we got 9 to 10 billion, that's 3 billion to 4 billion, somewhere in there. That's one-third the left. The rest are going to be dead from pestilence, as we've said. But anyway, let me just dive into what I was saying earlier. Now, so I have been railing on this concept of businesses being able to contribute. Businesses have to contribute. If you look historically in the American Revolution and so forth, it has been businesses that have gotten involved with government and supporting government. Now, when we look at businesses over the last century and a half, we've seen businesses doing the thing that, you know, the paradigm of businesses in everybody's head today is they're greedy, they're always seeking advantages and so forth. You have to understand that the businesses during the revolution, they weren't seeking advantages. They wanted, you know, a fair opportunity to actually conduct business without government controlling them. They wanted free markets, and so and the framers wanted free markets. So I understand that you can't be successful as a party without money, and I understand that you can't get a sugar daddy without him being coming from business. I mean, not everybody has that. And I understand that, you know, there are people out there like Bernie Sanders that has kids living in basements sending him $20 a month or something like that. And it stacks up into the millions of dollars a month on a campaign when he's running for president to be the communist of the world. And we can look at, you know, these small contributions. Yeah, they would add up. But to actually compete, and I want you to understand, how much money went into the 2020 election, just in the presidential election alone? the presidential election because it's done the way it is, where the parties, I mean, they've made this into a huge machine. We're talking billions of dollars. Now, I'm sorry, Bernie, you know, he's not getting billions of dollars from these small contributions. The only way to get to that point would be to have, you know, significant contributions. But here's the thing. The major contributors to the labor force and everything else are small business. And if small businesses recognize that even though they may get a little favor here from government and a little favor there, they will never get the favors necessary that the big businesses are getting from government that is making it impossible for them to compete, and actually they're out there to destroy them. If you want advantages as a medium-sized or small business, you're making a huge mistake. What you have to do is you have to stand up for a free market, because if you have a free market, you can make it harder and harder for Walmarts and Amazons to compete. You can make it that way, because if you bring in Amazon, because Amazon, they're not paying their pound of flesh in senses of having a company that actually exists, a brick and mortar. At least Walmart is actually paying more into the community, and you know, by building, by actually paying property taxes, by paying the revenues out of the stores. Amazon is shielding itself, and that's how all these big tech companies are shielding. Walmart is going in that direction. They're expanding more and more. They're doing more business online. And so we have to start changing our paradigm and actually making sure that small businesses or a free market space is actually protected. This is why we have to actually look to businesses to help, you know, actually cultivate, you know, what is it going to take to get back to the free market? You know, when you want to know what's going on in warfare, do you actually ask the guys that are looking at it from, you know, miles above? Or do you talk to the guys that are actually down in the trenches and in different aspects and avenues or mediums of the war itself, like the supply chain, you know, the artillery, the air support, all of these different views of engagement with the enemy and so forth that you're not going to get when you're looking from miles above. So that's how government kind of deals with things. They deal with things in vacuums instead of actually getting the, and I'm going to use the word stakeholder because that's something that most people understand, even though it's a bad word. The stakeholders in education are who? Well, the parents. Maybe it's these small businesses. Because why? The small businesses have to employ your kids, right? I mean, once your kids are 18, they're leaving the nest. They're the ones that are going to live with your kids even longer than you did, if they provide them a good career. So I'm going to tell you right now that there's a reason why small businesses need to be start talking, because, you know, they're looking at their future employees. They should be actually saying, hey, they don't care about critical race theory. They don't care about social engineering. They don't care about any of that crap. A real business only cares about the fundamentals. Can the person do math? Can the person, you know, read and comprehend what they're reading? Can they read instructions? Can they do the fundamentals of these basic disciplines of engineering or what have you? If you start understanding the real players that should actually have a place, I'd like to see businesses at these school board meetings as well. Because getting their perspective to say, I'm tired of hiring your kids. I'm actually looking forward to hiring these foreigners coming in because they're actually getting an education. You know, all I have when your kids come in to work for me, all they care about is everybody understands that they have two mommies. That kind of crap. When you really start peeling back, you know, the involvement that small business has in our community, the involvement small business has in government, and it should have that in the party. Now, so on Monday, I probably, you know, projected this paradigm that I'm right. Well, I believe I'm right. And I'm very open to having the conversation, but I can't be told I'm wrong if I'm not having the conversation. So all I can do, and I hate actually using the microphone as a bully pulpit. I would love to have a real tangible conversation with John Birch leadership. I'd really love to have, you know, more of a cultivating conversation and relationship with the leadership of the Constitution Party. When I say the leadership, I'm talking about, you know, all of the National Central Committee. That means the state chairs. You know, you can't change things overnight. I get that. And Rome wasn't built in a day. I know all of these barriers and so forth. But when you look at what's going on, and if you look at how you can make substantial changes quickly, some of these things I don't think are that hard to do. But the fact is, I've been probably unfair when I have not been able to get that dialogue. And maybe that's really what has to occur, but I'll wrap this up when we come back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so I believe that, as you understand, the party system is the problem. But the only way to get rid of the party system is to actually have a party make the party system obsolete. And the way to do that is by actually having a party take and purge itself of the agendas itself and getting everybody to focus on the enumerated powers within the Constitution and the enumerated powers within the state constitutions and say, this is what we've got. You want to change that, you have to amend it. And by doing that, it gets rid of all of the party partisan stuff. So the Constitution Party, I believe, is in a position to be at the top of the mountain where it can easily just change its focus away from being like the Republican Party and being like some of these other smaller parties to say, well, you know, and setting up itself to say, we support the Constitution. If you contribute to us, you're supporting full enforcement of the Constitution and not an agenda to change the Constitution to benefit you, like creating welfare for the individuals. The best entity in providing welfare has been proven. It is the church and the community, not government. the local government if you want to take it to that level, but the community is best because you have to be, and this isn't about being cold. The fact is there are people that will want to check out. There are people like the prodigal son that wants to go live a riotous life. Well, the people that are living a responsible life shouldn't have to carry the burden of taking care of that person until they say, you know what, I don't want to live this way. I'm dying. I'm killing myself. Help me live what's left of my life in, you know, in tranquility and as best as I possibly can to contribute. Those are the people you fix. Those are the, you can't force somebody into repenting. And the worst thing you can do is actually give them money to continually live a riotous life. That's what government does. You're entitled to live that riotous life so you can destroy it. And we're going to give you health care so that, you know, we'll keep you alive so you can be as riotous as you possibly can. Are you kidding? These things are just contradictory to good government and enlightenment. The fact is that we have so many people that have checked out and gone down that path only proves that we're no longer an enlightened society. We have been debased by entitlements and so forth. And so the Constitution Party is, they already have, I believe, reservations at the top of that mountain. They're just not there. And I've had the conversation. If you haven't watched my first presentation to them, I knocked on the door. I opened up with some very basic stuff, what they can do and how they could start doing things. And it doesn't require really big changes to do this. But, and again, I'm not necessarily saying I'm 100% right, but let's have that conversation. And the only way, and so the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Sometimes you have to be squeaky. Yeah, sometimes you have to be annoying. Sometimes you actually have to poke people in the eye. You know, my wife uses a tactic. It's called tough love. And it's just like in the Marine Corps, we use tough love. Why? Because tough love works. Because it gets people's attention and it gets them to reevaluate. You know, if you soft pedal, then it doesn't provide any motivation for getting people to come there. Now, can I put this better when I'm talking about the Constitution Party and businesses that they're wrong, or are they wrong? Well, again, like I said, this is a conversation that has to occur. Because I don't think anybody has ever looked at it this way. I don't think anybody has ever questioned, you know, a lot of times when somebody comes along and they, you know, because they put the rocks in the circle out in the middle of this, you know, this clearing, they, in other words, they created the place where the campfire is going to go. They start setting decorum and they start saying, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And that's good. That's a good start. But one of the things we have learned and one of the things that we have taught our economic enemies, because if you remember, Japan was an economic enemy. They basically still are. They're competitive. But we teach them constant or continuous improvement, you know, innovation and improvement and so forth. And that's, you know, the Deming model, the, you know, the process improvement. It does whatever you want to call it, Sigma, Six Sigma or whatever. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that a party that actually just creates this, you know, the circle of the rocks in the sand, and they do it like all the other parties, and they think that, okay, we're different. Not really. Not if you're, you know, if you're going down the same paths and so forth. And so what I did was I actually knocked on the door and I said, I can show you so many ways that you have basically taken their design and applied this to the Constitution Party. And you just got to stop doing that. Use the Constitution and live on the Constitution and build on the Constitution. Get everybody to start going, well, why is it that the Constitution Party has 10 candidates for president? The fact of the matter is that the people aren't to vote for the president. It is the Electoral College. This is why we need to go into the Electoral College, but I know most of you understand this. And it forces that dialogue to say, hey, you know, why is it you guys are not narrowing it down? Well, the other parties do that, but that's unconstitutional to take away candidates for the Electoral College. Are you kidding? The Electoral College is to choose who is best, not the people. The people choose their representatives. We do not have a democracy. Oh, and then people start getting it. And in so doing, you actually, because folks right now, I'm telling you, the Republican, the Uniparty has such a grip on the electoral process. You just look at how corrupt it is. They have such a grip on this that they're the ones choosing your electors. And they're the ones that have benefited from perverting the Constitution and actually getting the state legislatures to violate the essence of the Constitution and the Electoral College. This is why one of the things I'm trying to do with state legislatures is getting them to wake up and say, you know what, you need to turn your back on the Republican Party and you need to basically restore voting for the Electoral College. And it can be a statewide, you know, elector, but that's who you vote. And these people are the ones that actually need to determine who is the best president. It shouldn't matter, really, who is president, because the president's hands are tied to an enumerated constitution, just like Congress and just like the Supreme Court. We have a lot of paradigm shifts to go through because we don't have kings. We don't have princes and princesses, and we don't have, you know, this line of royalty or a despotic government. Our government is to represent us, and they are to protect us from those actual despotism, tyranny, those types of things. Anyway, so I apologize if I come across, and as a matter of fact, I'm really not an arrogant person. I know when I'm right, and I've told people this. One of the things that I take pride in is I make sure I look at the, you know, all the different sides of things when I make a choice, when I make a decision, this is it. And so I don't take these things half-heartedly. Now, there may be some ideas that I push that, you know, well, you need to look at this, you need to do that. Some of those are just ideas that I'm pushing. They're not necessarily, and I won't defend them to the death. But when I've realized that this, you have to have this has to happen, then that has to happen, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on those things. All I know is that it's one of those things that I've been inbred with by my family, my father, because being right is very, very important. Because when you put it out there, it's really kind of who you are. It is. Your honor, your integrity, those types of things. And if you're right, and if you're using the truth, then you don't have to worry about defending it, because it'll actually defend itself. When people actually examine the truth, they will start going, well, you know, the guy's right. You know, why aren't we doing that? Or why isn't this happening? Or why are we doing it this way? So I'm here to help. And as I tell people, I'm not from the government. I can't compel you. But sometimes, and so I apologize if I'm tarnishing the leadership of the Constitution Party. I want to say this because there are lawyers in the Constitution Party. There are lawyers in the Republican Party. There are lawyers that are constitutional lawyers. I am amazed when I talk to lawyers regarding the Constitution, regardless of where they are. I'm amazed at how I am teaching them things that they have never learned. The common thing, and this is very, very common with a lawyer, is the post-roads part. They actually believe that post-roads are associated to the Postal Service, when you know better. And so when people look at that, they never realize that the post roads were, you know, strictly the roads that connected the capitals of the states to the, you know, or the counties to the state and the states to the federal seat. It's a network of connecting the seats of government to each other. Those are the post roads. And so our highway system is kind of merged where we kind of consolidate things onto these major arteries of movement. We'll be right back after this. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I know I've kind of belabored this, but it really comes down to this. There is a messenger that has their own flaws. I am not perfect, but the message is correct. It may be poorly packaged. It may be, you know, poorly, like the tone. I mean, I have my flaws. People have their flaws, but the truth is the truth. And the facts are the facts, regardless of how you receive them. Most people blame the paper with the facts. Now, most papers are a bunch of lies. But when you read a paper and it tells you how you're the problem, and the paper's right, you are the problem, because if you're not engaged in the solution, in fixing the problem, then you're a part of that problem. And the fact is that most people take offense to that. Most people don't like that, the tough love. They don't like that type of approach. And I'm sorry, but what I'm trying to do and what I would love to do, because anybody that knows me knows I'm a very generous person. I'm a very giving person. I forgive very easily. And my wife, it really bothers her that people that have actually tried to hurt me, like in the Marine Corps, and I can get into details in my career and so forth, how I've forgiven those people and I've actually helped them. And she goes, why are you doing that? Because if I don't, I hold the worst sin. I there are people in the family, there are people, friends from the Marine Corps family and so forth that, you know, just hate me. And they hate the fact that, you know, I might be right. I've actually had a guy, a good friend of mine who died of cancer, and he really hated me. I mean, he was a part of those people that tried to hurt me in my career and so forth while I was in the Marine Corps. And he sent me an apology, you know, after he got out, after we retired, and after he really looked at where he was and what was going on. And he goes, you know, GR, He called me by name and he says, "You were right all along. I am so sorry. And I'm so thankful that there is somebody that holds the line like you did, so that it gave me the opportunity to see where I'm at. And even more importantly, the fact that I was, you know, that we were still able to correspond, because I always kept those doors and windows open." And so, you know, that kind of points to the fact that you got to be forgiving and you have to let those things go. I understand that I may be, you know, the not the best messenger, but here's the charge, my friends. You have the message, you get the truth, you get the sides of the argument. If you don't have the full sides of the argument, call me. Send me a message, 425-270-5416. We can talk about it. We can go through this. And then you can be the messenger as well. Because isn't that what I've been asking for all this time? Is for you to get involved and for you to carry this flag as well. We need to cover the landscape with flag barriers so that nobody can see what's going on. And in the messaging, we can correct and clean up this nation. We can get it back on its course that it needs to be on, where liberties are valued and protected. Protected with the value of a person's honor and integrity. You know, there was a time when honor and integrity meant more to a man than his own life. This is when men would duel to protect their honor. We have to get back to that. And you're more than welcome to be that flag bearer. You're more than welcome to be the paper, to be the messenger. You could probably do it better than me. I have a lot of things on my plate and I have a lot of things to do. I have my shortcomings. I am only a messenger that can help you become a messenger. I am a leader of leaders. I am not the leader of leaders, but I do understand leadership, and I build leaders, and I build leading teams. And that's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to build a team of leadership in every state and down into the counties and so forth. I want to get to a point where I become the least relevant person in the movement, because more and more people have taken the time and the effort to have fundamental understandings of what's going on, what we're doing, and where we need to go. I don't need a majority of America to understand. As a matter of fact, we won't get a majority of America on board in understanding. We just need to get a majority of the state legislatures and a majority of those in government to take their oath seriously and to go to war politically in fighting and enforcing our Constitution. And if they do that, and they use the Constitution, and we use the Constitution as our weapon and as our defense, the Lord has guaranteed we will win, because it is the supreme law of the land, because we all bought into that it is the supreme law of the land, not the federal government, or not some dictator, not some party, the Constitution. That's how beautiful this is. I'm confident more and more people are starting to understand this. But anyway, if I happen to, in the future, you know, throw a fastball right there, you know, not in the plate, but in your box, you know, brushing you back, that's not necessarily brushing you back because you're getting too close. It may be giving you the opportunity to hit the ball even better. Because, you know, there's no better thing than when you actually swing to defend yourself. And I've seen many a times where a person can take that kind of pitch when they know it's coming, to step back a little bit and hit that ball right out of the park. We need, you know, when the ball's further away, but it gets a little bit harder. Anyway, let's get into some need-to-know news. And this is from G. Edward Griffin. The Biden administration has included a vaccine enforcement mechanism in the $3.5 trillion, 240 or 2,465-page Build Back Better bill that will enable, this is the infrastructure bill, that will enable government to enforce fines on employers whose employees do not get the vaccine. You know what? I'm not going to read this now. I had a conversation with Bob Schultz. I'll get into this more tomorrow. I had a conversation with Bob Schultz, and his major case that he had in front of the Supreme Court was shut down. He's making his fourth and final appeal. And so I'm looking at his appeal, and I'm actually, you know, writing some things to, you know, put into it for him to hopefully help. And bottom line, you know, Bob, I know, is at this point where he's just frustrated because the federal court system is turning its back on the Constitution. Because if you understand what he is doing, he is actually demanding that we enforce the First Amendment petition, and the guardians of the Constitution are the courts, and the courts are actually supporting corruption over the Constitution. This message, because they've done what they've done, I think Bob is really kind of putting this thing short, and I think he realizes that he needs to take it to the people, and we all need to take it to the people that they are denying our fundamental rights, that they are supporting the status quo of corruption. Folks, I am here to tell you, there is nowhere to turn but your state governments to get them to form the Tribunal of Republic Review. If we do not succeed in waking up our government, because it's a self-licking ice cream cone right now, folks, the federal government in every branch and every facet and every bureaucracy is working together to destroy your liberties and to move this government and these people into the globalist communist agenda. That's where we're going. And Trump can't stop us, but I am telling you, here's the thing that is interesting, because I mentioned this, I believe, possibly Monday, if not yesterday, that if we take back the House, if we take back the Senate, I said that they could actually invoke the 12th Amendment, because this lawsuit is still out there. This is still pending. It doesn't have to go to the court. The court doesn't have to order Congress to actually get Congress to do their job. A new seated Congress can decertify by identifying that the Electoral College was unconstitutional, that the fact that the predecessors and those people that actually voted to accept it, this is how we clean house. I mean, if you want to see Congress, getting those people in Congress to get to stand up for the Constitution and get rid of AOC and these communist radicals who are doing everything to destroy the Constitution, they could remove them, because right there in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, they're required to support the Constitution. And January 6th, they did exactly the opposite. They failed to support the Constitution and allowed the states, 31 states, to violate the Constitution in pushing the choosing of the president down a path that was unconstitutional. So if you actually get enough constitutional supporting people in Congress, they can actually undo, get rid of Biden, and get rid of these other communists who actually on January 6th voted. This is how you get rid of Liz Cheney. This is how you get rid of those rhinos. This is how we do it, folks. But I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. We'll get back into the marketing in our next episode. God bless. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.